Some interesting news coming out today that cancer now accounting for 19% of the total burden of disease, and it has overtaken cardiovascular disease very recently. So to talk to us about the rise of cancer in Australia from the Australia Institute of Health and Welfare is their spokesman, Michelle Gourley. Good morning, Michelle. How are we accounting for some of these figures?
Yes, so our report showed that cancer is the disease group having the biggest impact on our health. It's responsible for more years of life lost than any other group of diseases. So overall, in 2011, cancer was actually responsible for around one-fifth of all disease burden. And this was ahead of cardiovascular diseases, which, although is more common and causes a greater number of deaths, we found that cancer actually results in more years of life lost due to deaths occurring at younger ages, as well as dying prematurely from cancer, which we know that there's a lot of cancers that can affect people across the life course. So some cancers impacting children under 15, such as brain cancers and leukemia, right up to your very common cancers like lung cancer, breast and bowel cancer, which impact the older ages. Our study did also look at the health impacts of living with a cancer diagnosis, and this is things like the general worry associated with the initial diagnosis phase, illness experienced during treatments such as chemotherapy and radiation, and also the long-term effects of having surgery to remove cancer. So, for example, having a mastectomy for breast cancer, which can have long-term effects on the person going forward.
Looking towards the future then, Michelle, how do we turn this around?
Sure. So we have actually seen some good news. We did find that between 2003 and 2011, the impact of cancer has improved. So this has been mainly due to preventing or delaying deaths from some of the major cancers, such as breast and bowel cancer, where we're seeing higher survival rates and a shift to people dying at the older ages. And that's largely a result of earlier detection through introduced screening programs and improvements in treatment. But another important aspect is looking at risk factors for cancer. So our study actually found that there's 17 different risk factors that were associated with around 21 different cancers. And overall, around 44% of the impact of cancer could be attributed to these modifiable risk factors. So that really shows that there's great potential for prevention. Tobacco was actually the leading risk factor, so we found that almost a quarter of cancer's impact could be attributed to smoking.
At least, Michelle, there is a silver lining on that cloud, that there are some things we can do to moderate risk at all. At least we know what the number is, and we know what we're looking at the moment, with cancer accounting for 19% of the burden of disease in Australia. Thanks for your time this morning and sharing some of those figures with us.
No problem at all. Thanks very much, Mark.
That is Michelle Gourley from the Australian Institute of Health Wellbeing talking to us about the burden of cancer in Australia at the moment. Right here at 2NURFM 103.7.